From Illinois Public Media News, this is 217 Today. I'm Kimberly Schofield. It's Thursday, January 18th. Coming up, we'll listen to a conversation with Pride of the Illini creator Lindsay Peters about the project's mission to combat the underrepresentation of queer people in media. That story in just a few minutes, but first, these headlines. Jewish community members say they feel unheard after a ceasefire resolution for Gaza was proposed to the Urbana City Council. IPM's May Antar reports.
Although it wasn't on this week's agenda, about 13 community members spoke in favor of that ceasefire resolution. Nine spoke against. On January 8th, Ben Jocelyn presented a resolution asking council to not only condemn Hamas's actions on October 7th, but also, quote, condemn the ongoing genocide of the Palestinian people. Rabbi Alan Cook says the resolution is one-sided and the Jewish community needs to be consulted on something like this.
I would love to see a ceasefire. I would love to see a cessation of fighting. But that cessation of fighting, I feel, must be two-sided.
The Palestinian death toll since the Hamas attack in October has passed 24,000. The attack killed 1,200 Israelis. May Antar, IPM News.
A working group dedicated to preserving and enhancing local news in Illinois is out with its recommendations. Alex Degman reports.
The Local Journalism Task Force was created in 2021 to study the danger of growing news deserts formed when local news departments close up shop. Democratic State Senator Steve Stottleman, a former TV news anchor, chairs the task force. He says Illinois has lost more local newspaper reporters than any other state.
An informed citizenry is essential to the health of our local governments. Reliable information is becoming endangered, and too often misinformation on social media is taking its place.
The task force recommends, among other things, tax incentives for media companies to hire more reporters. Stottleman expects to introduce legislation in a few days. I'm Alex Degman.
The Illinois State Board of Elections is now reviewing objections to President Biden and former President Trump appearing on the state ballot. Currently, there's one objection filed against Trump. It argues his involvement in the January 6th attack on the Capitol disqualifies him from running. Meanwhile, three parties are challenging Biden's candidacy. Beth Finley-Smith, a LaSalle County board member, says Biden's paperwork was not notarized in Illinois as required by state election law.
There are rules in the state election code that need to be followed, and everyone's free to follow those rules. And in this case, President Biden did not follow that rule.
The board has assigned officers to review each objection. The officers will present their recommendations at the next board meeting on January 30th. In the first year of Illinois' new early childhood initiative, the state enrolled more new preschoolers than anticipated. Illinois enrolled more than 5,800 new preschoolers through the program dubbed Smart Start Illinois. Initially, Pritzker said the state had planned for 5,000.
That's 15% more than we promised for just this year, vastly exceeding our first year goals. All of those programs were in preschool deserts where parents previously had long waiting lists or no preschool choices available at all.
The initiative was a focal point of the governor's 2023 budget address, totaling $250 million statewide. Pritzker's office says he plans to make a similar ask of state lawmakers at his 2024 address in about a month. The Fighting Illini women's basketball team defeated the Rutgers Scarlet Knights last night 96-68. It is the second game in a row that the Illini have scored 90 points or more and have improved their record to 8-8 overall. Six Illinois players scored in double digits, led by Genesis Bryant's 17 points. Illinois will play the Maryland Terrapins on the road next on Saturday, January 20th at 12 p.m. Still to come, we'll listen to a conversation with Pride of the Illini creator Lindsay Peters about the project's mission to combat the underrepresentation of queer people in media. That story is coming up next on 217 Today.
It's 1968, and the nuns and nurses from Nonnatus House return to the East End of London. The midwives welcome a new nun, Sister Veronica, as tensions arise following the impact of Enoch Powell's Rivers of Blood speech. Friends of WILL can rewatch and binge all 8 episodes of Season 12 to get ready for Season 13's debut in March. Find out how you can enjoy extended access to captivating dramas at will.illinois.edu/passport.
You're listening to 217 Today. I'm Kimberly Schofield. Original works by LGBTQ+ people at the University of Illinois comprise The Pride of the Illini Project, an audio anthology meant to combat the underrepresentation of queer people in media. IPM reporter Owen Henderson spoke with the person who put together the anthology.
Now I know I just wanted to be a nice man like you. And say it, but all I could do is watch Leia kiss you.
That's the song Blaster. It's one of the works in recent graduate Lindsay Peters' senior project, which combines her two areas of study, sound editing and the LGBTQ+ community. She wanted to combat the underrepresentation of the queer community in media, so she recorded and produced a series of original songs, poems, and short stories by queer people. So tell me a little bit about how you found people to participate and then collected these pieces.
So I originally made like a flyer. I printed out a lot of those, put them all around campus in spots that I thought I could get a lot of interest. Essentially, when people were interested, they filled out a Google form, put in all their information, and then I was able to schedule them for a recording. Yeah, it was a really fun process. I loved getting to meet so many different people on campus.
Were there any pieces in the collection that spoke to you in particular?
One that I really liked was Ravishing by Montgomery Tufts. That one was about the language that we use to describe gender and how our bodies fit into like a heteronormative world. And it's specifically about like gender fluidity. And I thought that was really, really fascinating. It's about like pronouns versus how we look versus how we're expected to look.
Let's take a listen to that poem, Ravishing.
Woman is traced in the breadth of your shoulders. She is engraved in the length of your legs. Her is scrawled in the soles of your feet. Wait for a different sky. Now the words that you read are these. Both, neither, any, other are set in the tendons of your neck. They is pressed in the beds of your fingernails. Them is gilded in the ridges of your teeth, and this organ will writhe again.
I wanted to ask, what's the reception been like?
The reception that I got from people who weren't involved, it's all been super positive so far, which I actually wasn't necessarily expecting, but we've come to like a place where everyone realizes how important this is. So I was really glad that I got so much positive feedback from people who may not normally hear from a queer side of things. And from the people themselves, they were all really excited about the final product. Some of them were like, this is great, but I don't want my voice to be public. So I had to do some like editing of voice filters and stuff like that, which was completely fine. And everyone had a different level of how public they wanted to be with it. But I think I found a way to share all the stories in the way that they wanted, in a way that they could share their like personal experience without giving them away if they wanted to remain anonymous or slightly anonymous.
What has putting this anthology together meant to you as a queer person?
I thought it was great to see so many different, perspectives, but every queer person has a different story. So hearing things from all different sides was really interesting. Like obviously, my experience is going to look different from someone else's. So being able to share the stories of so many people and how they feel they're represented in the world, it really brought a different light, because there were some people that it was just, here's a poem about this love that I had with someone. And even in that, like, it's so simple, but you can learn so much about the queer experience. And then you get people who are trans and have had to hide it their whole lives, and like you get that perspective as well. Yeah, it taught me a lot about how, yes, we're all one community, but we all experience this differently. Keep them safe.
That was reporter Owen Henderson speaking with Pride of the Illini creator Lindsay Peters. More of the collection can be found at ipmnewsroom.org.
Use them wisely, or I'll have to take them back.
And finally, in your forecast, meteorologist Andrew Pritchard says today will be cloudy with a chance of flurries and a high of 31 degrees. That's it for today. 217 Today is produced by Stephanie Mosqueda. Reporting today contributed by May Antar, Alex Degman, Mawa Iqbal, Will Bauer, Colin Highslope, and Owen Henderson. Music by the Kilbourne Alley Blues Band. Reginald Hardwick is our news director. I'm Kimberly Schofield. 217 Today is a production of Illinois Public Media. Thanks for listening, stay safe, and we'll talk to you again tomorrow.